Second highest number of renters in the United States lives right here in California. KCBS's Nikki Maduro reports on the impact that has on those wanting to stay or leave the Golden State.
It's not really surprising. California is only behind New York when it comes to renter-occupied housing.
Housing prices are very, very high in California, and the price to buy a house locks a lot of people out of the home ownership market. So we have, for a long time, had one of the highest shares of renter-occupied housing units in the country.
Hans Johnson with the Public Policy Institute of California says before the pandemic, lower-income Californians would move out and higher-income earners would move in. But once people could work remotely, they did, outside of California.
Even a small percentage of that number resulted in a notable outflow of college graduates for the first time since we've been keeping track for at least a couple decades.
Johnson says you don't have to look too hard to see headlines in those other states of what ex-Californians are doing to housing prices there.
Some of these other places are going to be experiencing and are already experiencing some of the problems that California has with respect to housing.
Nikki Maduro, KCBS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.